the idea of what we're trying to accomplish with Hookie and Jim and obviously William and Hossie back there too. So, you know, I think just sticking to that and trying to execute the plan, execute the pitches, has just worked out.
Did you think that you could earn the trust of your manager kind of as quickly as you have, or has that maybe even kind of surprised you?
Honestly, I really didn't know initially, you know, new team, new manager, so you really don't know how, kind of not how, but I guess what to expect. But it's not even really something I really thought about. I just, when they call my name, whether it was to mop up or in the game or whatever, I just try to do my job. And I guess Pat has liked that. So, I mean, I'm just, whatever he asked me to do, I'm going to do. So at the end of the day, whether it's a, you know, a high leverage or early or late or whatever, I'm just trying to do what he wants me to do.
And it's been fun to watch you do it. For those who don't know, you came over from the Rangers organization this offseason. That's where you had your big league time before. Mm-hmm. When you were then brought over to the Brewers, what did you know, and what were the things you were most excited about coming here?
As far as know-wise, not much, honestly. I did know that they have a reputation for getting pitchers and turning them around and stuff, so that was probably the number one thing I was kind of most looking for, I guess, like seeing a doctor, I guess, getting a second opinion and just kind of seeing what they had for me. And as far as, you know, what I expect, I really didn't know what to expect. I haven't been with a new organization since I was traded the first time from Seattle to Texas, and that was in low A. So as far as expectations go, you know, I really wasn't expecting much, but to be confused for the first few weeks and getting to know names and trying to get to know the coaching staff and teammates. But, you know, it's been great since I've been here. Hookie and Jim, man, they know what they're doing, and kind of just trusting the plan that they had and kind of going with some of the ideas that they threw at me, and it's worked out for me so far.
Brewers reliever Grant Anderson, our guest here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. You were talking about learning new teammates. How is the camaraderie in the bullpen? I know it's early in the season, but how is that coming together?
It's awesome. It is a different crew, you know, from the guys I was with in Texas. But I'm pretty easygoing, and these guys here—they're awesome, man. It's always a good time. Greeny is the man down there. So it's just a fun group, man. You know, especially. Too, it's kind of nice here. We're all kind of close to the same age, so we all kind of get the jokes and the references and everything. We like to mess with Greeny a lot out there, so it's just been a lot of fun.
Tell me about your slider. That's such a special pitch for you, and we're seeing it with our eyes for the first time with the Brewers. But I know that's been a calling card for you. Tell us about that pitch.
That was one of the things. excuse me, sorry. Whenever I got traded over here. I was actually going hunting with my brothers, and I'm glad I pulled over because I was about to get out of service. But I talked to Hookie, or actually no, I didn't talk. He texted me. I talked to Matt on the phone and stuff like that, and then he called me the next morning and asked if I was still hunting. And I told him no, and first thing he said was the slider was something that he kind of highlighted was. If he can get it and improve it, it would be, the numbers should be a lot better. And so I just kind of went with them, and we got to camp, and they showed me some grips, and we kind of played with it, and got it to where it is now, and it's been great, man. It's been a really good pitch for about, I feel, both-handed batters. And then I feel like I've been able to execute it a little better than I was with the one I was throwing previously. So it's been a lot of help. It's been, it's been great so far.
Well, it's been fun watching you pitch. Thanks for spending some time with us, Grant. It's great to have you with the club.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Grant Anderson joining us here on the On Deck Show from Busch Stadium. When we come back to the On Deck Show built by Menards, I'll get to the starting lineups for Game 2. Brewers and the Cards, coming up on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, Brewers fans. Scott Peck, broker with Addison Jones. Our agent's passion goes beyond helping you buy and sell your homes. We are also devoted to giving back to the community. From supporting local charities to sponsoring youth sports teams, Addison Jones is committed to having a positive impact on the areas we serve. So when you're ready to buy, sell, or build a home, choose Addison Jones. Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Addison Jones Real Estate. Your home, your community, our commitment.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high-adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton and AM 1100.
Jill, repeat.
Trying to snap out of a three-game skid, the Brewers play Game 2 in St. Louis this afternoon. We're glad you're with us. First pitch is less than 10 minutes away. This is the On Deck Show built by Menards, and the starting lineups are brought to you by Wisconsin Infrastructure. Investment now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at WisconsinInfrastructure.com. As we've discussed, Brewers have to deal with the Cardinals' ace today. Sonny Gray is on the bump. He'll be against these nine for Pat Murphy. Again, it's Bryce Terang in the leadoff spot. He'll play second base. Jackson Churio, a couple of hits last night in his return to the lineup. He'll bat second and play left field again. And Christian Yelich, who's been on a great stretch, bats third and is the designated hitter. William Contreras doing the catching and batting cleanup. Sal Frelick should see a lot of center field now. He's got that today. He bats fifth with Garrett Mitchell on that injured list. Reese Hoskins, the first baseman, bats number six. And for the first time this year, we see Jake Bowers in the outfield. Bowers, the right fielder, is hitting seventh. Joey Ortiz, the shortstop, bats eighth. And Caleb Durbin in the ninth spot again as the third baseman. The first time he'll get a look at Sonny Gray. Meanwhile, it's Quinn Priester, his fourth start as a Brewer and the first career appearance he's ever made against the Cardinals. He has to deal with this lineup for manager Ali Marmol. Lars Nootbaar in the leadoff spot. Lars playing right field. Wilson Contreras, a first baseman these days, then he bats second. The leading hitter in the National League is red-hot Brendan Donovan. He'll be in left field today batting third. And Nolan Arenado at third base cleaning up. Nolan Gorman, the designated hitter, bats fifth. And it's the Brewers' first look at rookie Thomas Sejesi, second baseman, huge prospect, batting sixth. Pedro Páez does the catching and hits seventh. The speedster in center, Victor Scott II, is number eight. And Mason Wynn, great young shortstop in the ninth spot against Quinn Priester. Today's umpires are presented by Cannon and Dunphy. Behind the plate, Ryan Blakeney calling balls and strikes. Junior Valentine's at first. The crew chief, Marvin Hudson, at second. And Tripp Gibson's in the rocking chair for this one. Cannon and Dunphy, a premier Milwaukee personal injury law firm with over $1 billion recovered. They're your advocates for justice, no matter the size of your case. Cannon and Dunphy, experience, results, justice. Lane Grindle has some words for you. And he wants you to hear them. So listen when we come back to the On Deck Show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming.
Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
What if a customer slips and falls on your property? What if sparks from an employee's grinder cause a house fire on your job site? Unexpected things happen every day, but you can make sure your business doesn't get hurt with a carefully crafted general liability policy from West Bend. Be sure your independent agent understands your business, because at West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
Nothing beats a big breath of crisp, clear air on a beautiful morning. We wouldn't be here without it. But there is one place we don't want air: in our prepackaged fresh food products. Air speeds up spoilage, even if the product is frozen. That's why at Usinger's, all of our fresh Link product is flash frozen and vacuum packed immediately. It locks in flavor and seals out air. Usinger's VacPack products will last for months in your freezer with no loss of flavor or quality. Look for Usinger's at your local grocer. The elf on the label means quality on the table.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Citgo. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University off Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's and baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance, the Silver Lining. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And the Wisconsin Dental Association. Brewers and Cardinals. Game two of the series. Just around the corner after these words on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, Brewers fans. Dreaming of a home that hits it out of the park? Look no further than Signature Homes, premier home builder in the Oshkosh area. Our custom-built homes feature the latest designs tailored to fit your lifestyle. From luxurious kitchens to spacious living areas, every detail is crafted with care. Visit SignatureHomesAJ.com and explore the Ideas Gallery. Ready to step up to the plate? Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Let's make it happen.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Chill the beat.
Cardinals about to take the field for the middle of this three-game series. First meetings of the season between the Central Division rival Brewers and the Cards. Welcome back to Busch. Let's wrap up the on-deck show built by Menards with a drive around the league. Brought to you by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Start here in St. Louis. Some sad news today. The former longtime general manager of the Cardinals passed away this morning, Walt Jocketty, at age 74. Walt had been the general manager here from 1994 through 2007. He was famous for hiring Tony La Russa, trading for Mark McGwire, among other great moves that he made. Cardinals, of course, perennials in the postseason during his tenure. Later went to run the Reds. Walt Jocketty was 74. They held a moment of silence before the game here today in his memory. On the field this afternoon, the Cubs and the Phillies play game two of a series at Wrigley. That's a 3:05 Central start. The Cubs have gone 5-1 at the beginning of a very difficult homestand, but they're playing great baseball. Colin Ray, 5 scoreless innings yesterday, led to a 4-0 shutout win in that series opener. Today it's Jesus Luzardo for the Phillies, Ben Brown for Chicago. The Cubs at the moment 4 games clear of the Brewers in the Central Division standings. The Pirates have had a great trip to the Los Angeles area. They won the opener of the series in Chavez Ravine last night behind Paul Skeens, a 3-0 shutout of the Dodgers. And that was after they won a series against the Angels. Tonight at 8:10 Central, Game 2, Pirates and the Dodgers. It'll be Mitch Keller and Roki Sasaki pitching matchup. Cincinnati Reds have actually passed the Brewers for second place in the division after they won in Colorado last night. It was an 8-7 final. And just about an hour from now, at Coors, they'll play game two of that series with their ace, Hunter Green, scheduled to go onto the bump. He'll be opposed by Antonio Senzatella for the very struggling Rockies. Reds thus far 4-3 on a 9-game road trip to get to the 500 mark overall this season for Terry Francona. Coming up at 3:05, it'll be the Mets at the Nationals, game two of their series. Clay Holmes for New York. What a thriller last night. Mets had their 7-game winning streak snapped by the Nats on a walk-off hit by James Wood. If you haven't seen it, you got to see C.J. Abrams score from first base on that single. It was a great, great play to help the Nationals get that victory. And so game two of the series comes up this afternoon. The Mets got some good news yesterday. They had the best record in the majors, and both Jeff McNeil and Francisco Alvarez were activated off of the injured list. So the Brewers coming in trying to snap a 3-game skid, and finally, a little belated, we get Sonny Gray take the hill and the Cardinals go out to the field for game two here. The second of 13 scheduled matchups between Milwaukee and St. Louis this season, and the Brewers open to even this set at 1 win apiece. Due up in the first inning for Milwaukee, Turang, Churio, and Yelich against Sonny Gray, who is going to make his 4th start against the Brewers as a Cardinal, 17th of his career. Lane Grindle against Milwaukee. They know him well. And as he gets ready to go, I turn it over to you for the first inning play-by-play.
Yeah, Sonny Gray didn't set his alarm. It's a little late coming out of the dugout to get ready for this one. A reminder, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by Authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at boucher.com. So Sonny Gray still going through his warm-up tosses. Brewers trying to even up this series at a game apiece with a win here today and give themselves a shot at a series victory tomorrow afternoon. It'll be a tough challenge against this veteran right-hander making his 17th career start against the Brewers. The quick trip around the bases presented this month by Mars and Wrigley. And today's contestant is Rick Nicholson from Eau Claire. If the Brewers score in the first inning, Rick will win a $100 Quick Trip gift card, compliments of Mars and Wrigley and Quick Trip. Bryce Turang set to lead things off against Sonny Gray here in the top of the first inning. Bryce, a rare 0-for last night. He went 0-for-4. Gray's first pitch is a strike on the outside edge with a two-seam fastball at 92, and it's 0-1. Got underway a little late today, 1:18 p.m. Central Time. 63 degrees that I don't believe. And Terang swings on it and fouls it back it out of play, and it's nothing and two on Bryce. I don't believe it because it does not feel like 62 degrees at the ballpark, but that is what our temperature is. It's just not our real feel. First pitch of Brewers baseball brought to you by Carbliss. Premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbliss, this is more. Gray's 0-2 to Terang is a called third strike. Breaking ball clip the outside corner. And Sonny Gray retires Terang on three pitches to start up this game. One away for Jackson Churio, who looked good at the plate last night. Looked like a little different approach from Jackson, a little bit more patient. And the result was a 2-for-4 night, including his ninth double of the year. Jackson faced Sonny Gray last season and takes a first pitch strike on a sinker that clipped the low outside corner. It's 0-1. Just getting underway here in St. Louis with the arch in the background at Busch Stadium. 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss at a breaking ball down and away, and he's out in front of Churio 0-2, just like he was Terang. Ryan Blakeney calls our balls and strikes today. Junior Valentine at first, the crew chief Marvin Hudson at second base, and Trip Gibson's at third. 0-2 is hit off the end of the bat towards first. Wilson Contreras will feed it and field it and then feed Sonny Gray covering the bag for the second out. Two away for Christian Yelich. So pretty efficient start to this one for Sonny Gray. He's thrown six pitches and recorded two outs as Pedro Páez and Christian Yelich having a conversation before Yelich gets into the box. Sonny Gray looking in. Christian 2-for-4 last night. He's hitting .228 now on the year with the five home runs and the 21 driven in. Pitch is high and it's 1-0. Yelich drove in a run last night. He's had a very good road trip. 8-for-24 on the trip with the grand slam. 1-0 pitch missed outside of the curveball. And it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. He's driven in 7 on this trip already. Still have 5 games to go, essentially, on this road trip. Only halfway through it. Brewers go to Chicago next for 3 with the White Sox after this series as Yelich takes a curveball for a strike, and it's 2-1. Sonny Gray, he has been in the Central a lot of his career. 2-1 is a ground ball backhanded by the second baseman Sajacy, throws from his backside to first and it is late. It's an infield single for Yelich. Well, Sajacy did really everything he could to try to make a play on Yelich. Well-placed ground ball hit at 104 back up the middle. And so the Brewers extend the inning on Gray and they'll get their cleanup man William Contreras to the plate. Cleanup any home damage with Loyal Family. South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. Contreras checks on a strike with a fastball on the outside edge. It's 0-1. William, 1-for-4 last night, hitting .244 now on the season. 3 home runs, and he's driven in 15. Yelich, healthy lead at first. And the 0-1 is a fly ball into shallow right. Coming in is Newt Barr, and Newt Barr underneath of it makes the catch, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left on base for the crew in the top of the first. We go to the bottom half. It's the Brewers nothing, and the Cardinals coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hi, I'm Haley Newens with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Water City Realty, your go-to gal for buying or selling in the Fox Valley. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, moving into your forever home, downsizing, or something in between, I'm here to make the process simple, stress-free, and even fun. I'm all about clear communication, quick action, and making sure you feel supported from start to sold. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 920-410-0296. I'd love to help you feel right at home.
Waupun Equipment delivers precision technology tailored to your farm. Backed by PTX Trimble's leading guidance and steering, application control, and connectivity products, their team designs the ag tech solution that best fits your needs, regardless of equipment, make, or model. Need a technology checkup? Troubleshooting an issue? Ready for that upgrade? Waupun can help. Visit gritsinc.com or call your nearest location to get started.
Ready. The draft is done, and our top craft pick votes are in. We narrowed it down to 10 top contenders, and after hundreds of votes, the winners have been crowned. Congratulations to Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, the winner of the Mino and the Mayor Top Craft Pick promotion. Plus, just for voting, Rhonda Schrader walks away with $250 in gift cards from our participating sponsors. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Picks. Drafting Wisconsin's finest, one sip at a time.
The Valley's home for Brewer Baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Away.
No score as we go to the bottom of the first inning. And Lars Nootbaar lead things off for St. Louis against Quinn Priester. Making his fourth start of the year in a Brewers uniform. Never been to Busch Stadium before, according to Quinn. And he will face Lars Nootbaar, the right fielder, hitting 253 on the year with four home runs, 15 driven in. And the first pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Brewers baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. 0-1 pitch. Nootbaar took down and in. It's 1-1. Nootbaar, very patient hitter, has more walks than strikeouts this year. 21 walks, that's fourth in the National League. The 1-1 pitch is inside. It goes to 2-1 on Nootbaar. 2-for-3 in last night's game for Lars Nootbaar. And the 2-1 pitch. That is low with a slider. They appealed to third. He didn't go around. And it goes to 3-1 on Nootbaar. He also leads off with a walk all the time. 3-1 pitch. He's outside, including this time. That's what Lars Nootbaar does. He takes pitches, and after falling behind 0-1, took the next four out of the zone. Also feel like when you say his name, you're required to say the full name. Lars Nootbaar. He's at first, and now here's Wilson Contreras.
That's the 10th time this month he's led off the first inning with a walk. It's a major league record for a month.
So Contreras in there with a 7-game hitting streak and tries to bunt, and he bunts through it. They'll throw back behind the runner at first, and diving back in there safely is Nootbaar. No balls and one strike on Contreras, hitting 202 with two home runs and nine driven in. Had a double last night and went 1-for-4. Priester's 0-1 is ground ball to third. Durbin has it, goes to second for one. The turn to first, not in time. Contreras able to stay out of the double play. It was not a double play ball. So 5-4 on the out on Nootbaar. And Contreras hit first out of fielder's choice. And now here's Brendan Donovan. Donovan, the best hitter in the National League right now, according to average, 366. And he takes high. It's 1-0. Three home runs, 14 driven in. 2-for-3 last night. His first night back in the lineup since Monday. Been dealing with a rib injury. As Contreras being held on by Hoskins over at first. Priester out of the stretch of the pitch. It's bunted up the third baseline, but foul. And it's 1-1. Cardinals trying to put down some bunts against Priester early on in this game. That is not the quote-unquote Cardinal way in the past. Cardinals not always appreciative when other teams are putting down bunts against them. The 1-1. That's up and in. Buzz the tower. Two balls and one strike. Donovan, very good hitter. Left-handed hitter up there against Priester. And Contreras had started to bluff towards second base, put the brakes on, and Priester stepped off and stared him back to the bag. 2-1 on Donovan. Priester brings home the pitch, and that missed outside. It goes to 3-1. So Priester, who only went 4-plus in San Francisco, was not ineffective, but just didn't have command. Pitch count climbed up on him a little bit. 3-1. That is chopped foul at the plate, and the count goes full at 3-2. And Priester having to work a little bit here in this first inning after the leadoff walk to Nootbaar, and now a deep count against Donovan with Arenado standing in the on-deck circle. There goes the runner. Pitch is swung on and drilled out to center right in the tracks of Frelick. Moves back into his right a couple of steps, makes the catch, and there's two down. Contreras has to go back to first. And now here's Nolan Arenado. Brewers defensively behind Priester, Churio, Frelick, Bowers left to right in the outfield. Durbin's at third, Ortiz the shortstop. Terang at second, Hoskins at first, and Contreras does the catching. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. Arenado hitting 267. Two home runs, 11 driven in. 0-1 pitch, up and in, and it's 1-1 on Arenado. Went 1-for-4 last night. He has been a menace to the Brewers over the years. 23 career home runs against the Crew. Priester. The 1-1 pitch, down and away, and it's 2-1. Brewers in their road grays, gray tops, gray pants. Cardinals with those cream uniforms. Very traditional look. This is a good combination of uniforms. Very aesthetically pleasing here today. 2-1's in there with a two-seam fastball for a strike, and it's 2-2. Arenado, right-handed hitter, digging into the back of that box. Priester's 2-2 pitch, missed up and away, and the count is full. It's 3-2. Runner at first and two outs here, bottom of the first inning, no score. Brewers and Cardinals. And now Arenado will use his timeout and steps out of the box, readjusting his batting gloves. The veteran made one of the best defensive plays we've seen this year in terms of importance and level of difficulty last night that helped save the game for St. Louis. There goes the runner. 3-2 pitch popped up on the infield. Who wants it? Into foul territory. It'll be Contreras underneath of it. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Priester able to put up a zero in the bottom of the first. To the second we go. 0-0 on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine said.
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer, 96 cals and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer cals and carbs than premium regular beer.
Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers. A non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday Spiked Refreshers. Weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly. Non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
The chips that you like are not on sale this week, so we're going to have to skip those. Sorry, bud.
Aw. Hi, we're the Woodmans.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
At Woodmans.
and you don't need a flyer to find hot, hot deals.
With our everyday low prices and huge selection, you can find anything you're looking for.
And still save big time on your whole grocery bill.
So I can get the groceries I want and save money? Looks like your chips are back on the list.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Savings.
It's good men's.
American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams.
We go to the second inning here in St. Louis. Brewers and Cardinals, no score. Sal Frelick leads things off for the Crew in his 21-game on-base streak for Sal. Had a double in last night's game. Sonny Gray's first pitch in there with a strike, and it's 0-1. 309 average for Frelick with a home run and seven driven in on the year. Sun starting to peek through here in St. Louis. Very welcome sight. Now I believe the 63 degrees at first pitch. 0-1 is a ground ball but foul up the third baseline. It's 0-2. I didn't believe it. Now I do. I don't know that the sun's going to stick around very long, though. It's mainly cloudy up top. Little window here. No balls and two strikes on Frelick. Gray brings home the pitch, and he got him looking. Now, Sonny Gray looks like he has the goods so far this afternoon. He is working ahead to all of these Brewers hitters. And the command looks like it is dialed in. Here's Rhys Hoskins. And that was a breaking ball, and it was a nasty one. There is just not a lot Sal could do. Just froze him. Sal just kind of said, man. As he exhaled and walked back into the dugout. Tip your cap on that pitch. Here's Hoskins, and he checks. They appeal to first. He didn't go. That was a cutter down and away. And it's 1-0. Hoskins 2-for-4 last night. Season average up to 297 for Rhys. Off to a very good start here in the month of April. 1-0 pitch. And Hoskins checked on a strike with a sinker down the middle. It's 1-1. Three home runs, 12 driven in. He's hitting .467 over his last nine games. He is 14 for his last 30. 1-1. And frozen with a curveball that drops in there for a strike. And it's 1-2. That curveball's always been the big pitch for Sonny Gray. And it does not take long to realize why when you watch him pitch. It is a really plus pitch for the veteran right-hander. 1-2 is lined into left, but right in the tracks of Donovan. He goes back a couple of steps and makes the catch. Pretty good contact that time from Rhys. He hit 108, but hit it right at Donovan, and there's two away for Jake Bowers. Well, nothing goes with baseball like a Usinger brat. It's the perfect meal for a ball game, and it's especially perfect when it's served with your favorite award-winning Pine River cheese spread, maybe as an appetizer, maybe as a snack, maybe as a part of how you dress your brat. Bowers takes a curveball for a strike, and it's 0-1. And then, of course, you always have to have that wonderful Cedar Crest ice cream, or maybe the custard. I'm kind of partial to the custard. Regardless, it's always a hit. 0-1 is swung on and rolled foul over near the Cardinals dugout. It goes to 0-2 on Jake Bowers. Two outs, nobody on here. Sonny Gray has been sharp. He's been efficient in recording his first five outs. Only the infield single to Yelich in the first inning. That's the only blemish he has so far. And the 0-2 pitch. That is a fly ball into left. It's pushing Donovan back onto the edge of the warning track with a play. He makes the catch. And the inning is over. Brewers go down in order in the second. We go to the bottom of two. 0-0 ball game on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Save big money on your next staining project right now at Menards. Pittsburgh's Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Exterior Stain and Sealant in One can be applied on damp wood, allowing you to clean the surface and stain in one day. Save big on Ultra Advanced Exterior Stain and Sealant. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Most things people do could be done more safely. Sometimes it's common sense. Sometimes it's innovating a better way. but it's always about minimizing risk. For this purpose, West Bend is willing to come check out your business and help minimize your risks. It's precisely because of thinking like this that West Bend has been keeping businesses and employees safe for over 125 years. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com. West Bend, the worst brings out our best.
Hey, Gina. Did you hear about the draft?
Wayne, there's no draft at Pella.
There's definitely a draft, right, Wilde?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
Pella windows are constructed of the highest quality. No drafts. But Pella should be everyone's number one pick because right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades.
So where is the draft?
Coon. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply in 4/30/2025.
Your hometown crew.
Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe.
No matter where you live.
Yelich sprinted home.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Now we go to the bottom of the second inning here in St. Louis. It is a 0-0 ball game. Sonny Gray for the Cardinals. Quinn Priester for the Crew. Brewers falling at the hands of St. Louis last night. 3-2 is the final. Brewers had opportunities late and couldn't come through. Nolan Gorman leads off for St. Louis here in the bottom of the second inning and takes a first pitch ball way high with a cutter. And it's 1-0. The 1-0 missed low. It goes to two balls and no strikes on Nolan Gorman, who went 0-for-3 last night. He is the designated hitter for St. Louis. The 2-0 pitch is in there for a strike on a two-seam fastball, and it's 2-1. Nolan Gorman, forever in this radio booth. 2-1 is a swing and a miss at a sinker down and away, and it's 2-2. He will be known as Norman. It's just faster. Combining Nolan and Gorman and calling him Norman. And it might have happened once in this booth. Not on air, I don't believe.
But oh, it was
on air. Oh, was it on air? Oh, okay. Yeah. Couldn't remember. 2-2 pitch, ground ball inside the first base bag and into the right field corner. Extra bases for Gorman on his way to second. Bauer is double pumped and the throw comes into second late. Leadoff double for Nolan Gorman. So a good start to the second inning for the Cardinals. And now here's Thomas Sejasi. So you did call him Norman on the air.
I did. Yep. About this time last year.
I couldn't remember if you said it on air.
No, I very much did. And I called myself out for it.
I mean, everybody would know who you're talking about. Nolan Gorman. Norman. I wonder if that was ever a nickname of his.
Well, it should be.
It should be if it's not. Here's Sejasi. Priester first pitch to him is a ground ball towards second base. Fielded by Terang, throws to first. Gorman goes to third on the play. He's there with one out. Now here's Pedro Páez. Páez, 0-for-3 last night, hitting .238 on the year with a home run and 10 driven in. Brewers will bring that infield in with Sonny Gray on the mound. You are going to try to eliminate every run that you possibly can if you're the Crew. Pitch to Páez, misses down and away, and it's 1-0. Páez last year, Labor Day weekend when the Cardinals were in Milwaukee, he had a big game against the Crew, a two home run game in early September. Takes a strike on a sinker, and it's 1-1. And with Wilson Contreras moving to first base and Ivan Herrera injured, Páez getting a lot of starts behind the plate for the Cardinals. 1-1 pitch. That missed just a touch outside with a sinker. It's two balls and one strike. A reminder from Schneider and their professional truck drivers, always keep a safe distance between you and the vehicle in front of you. Here's the 2-1. And that missed a touch low. That could have been a strike from Ryan Blakeney, but he didn't give it. And now it's 3-1 on Páez. And the speedy Victor Scott is in the on deck circle. 3-1. And that is a fly ball into center. It is backing up Frelick. It's going to be deep enough to score the run. Frelick will make the catch. Tagging from third. On his way home is Nolan Gorman, and the Cardinals have taken a 1-0 lead after the sack fly from Pedro Páez. He drives in his 11th of the season, and that is the one run of support the Cardinals are willing to give Sonny Gray today. That's how it's been for Sonny Gray pitching against the Brewers. Now two down, nobody on, and Victor Scott, the second, coming to the plate for St. Louis. Priester's first pitch is high, and it's 1-0. Scott went 1-for-3 last night. Corners are in. This is a fly ball to left. Hit pretty well, but playable. Cheerio back, and he'll make the catch with the sunglasses on, and the inning is over. So the leadoff double comes around and scores. Cardinals grab a 1-0 lead. We're off to the third inning here in St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At Addison Jones, we can hear the real estate market buzzing. Questions about whether it's a good time to buy, sell, or build. If you're just getting started, go online to visit AddisonJones.com. Try our new Price My Home feature. Just enter the address of your home or a home you're interested in. Match the latest technology with our friendly agent's touch. After all, there's no substitute for having a real person giving you really good real estate ideas. For the personal touch and the latest technology, choose Addison Jones. AddisonJones.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Only at Z-Bart.
We go to the third inning here in St. Louis. Cardinals with a 1-0 lead. And with the play-by-play, here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you very much, Lane. It's Joey Ortiz to greet the right-hander, Sonny Gray. First pitch coming. He misses, called a strike at the top of the zone. That was high. Well, you don't need to give Sonny Gray extra strikes the way he's throwing today. That was way up. Nothing in one, though. Hitting 172 is Joey. He takes inside and called as such on a curveball, 1-1. Only one hit on the road trip over his first.